أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
صرف کانوں ہی تلک مت استفادہ کیجئے صرف کانوں ہی تلک مت استفادہ کیجئے زندگی تبدیل کرنے کا ارادہ کیجئے زندگی تبدیل کرنے کا ارادہ کیجئے
Don't let the benefit be only up to the extent of the ears that the voice of the speaker reaches our ears The nasihat reaches our ears. The Quranic Sharif, Quran Sharif verses, the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the incidents in the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all the other things that we listen to about deen and sharia, then don't let it just be up to the ears. Make an intention of bringing about a change in your lives. Zindagi tabdeel karne ka irada kijiye. And irada is something more than what tamanna is. One is a person has just got some kind of a desire. But when we say that the person has got irada, then it means that the person has got a firm intention, a determination. When the person says, I've got an irada of going for Hajj, so then what does that mean? Then now does he relax? No passport, no visas, no ticket, no currency, nothing. But I've got irada of going for Hajj. So that kind of irada is like Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of his Murids told him, or wasn't his murid, but he knew him, say in Bombay, this person was a very rich person, but he wasn't going for Hajj. So he came and told Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, make dua that I go for Hajj. Dua kijiye, Allah Ta'ala Hajj ka intizam kar de. But he was not making any effort. No passport, no visa, no ticket, nothing. Must make dua, Allah Ta'ala take it. So some other buzrug would have said, or one of us would have said, Allah Ta'ala asan kar de, may Allah Ta'ala take you for Hajj. But because he knew him well, he said, bring the money that's required to purchase a ticket for Hajj. Bring that money to me and bring your passport application. For sub application bhi main kar deta hun, ticket bhi kharid leta hun. Aur jahaz par bhi main bitha dunga tumhe. I'll put you onto the plane also. And then I'll make dua, Ya Allah, take him safely for Hajj. So, uske baad dua karunga. So, irada means that the person must really make a firm intention. Sacha irada. So, he says, don't let it just reach your ears and be satisfied. Sun liya. Sirf sunne ka naam din nahi hai. It must come into action. So he says, now make an intention of a complete change in your life. How long are we going to remain Sunni, meaning just Sun, Sun and Sun? We are Sunni Muslims, but it must not be just Sun. Because Sun also means the person goes completely paralyzed, finished. So he says, make an intention that I want a complete change in my life. That is why I am listening to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. صرف کانوں تک استفادہ مت کیجئے جی کس کا کلام ہے
اس کا نام مظفر حافظ اقبال اثر
اثر ماشاءاللہ خلیفہ و حضرت مولانا کی مختار صاحب دامت برکاتہ میں ہی ریڈز کوائٹ آفن دے ایٹ دی خانقاہ ان کراچی اٹس ہز کلام
صرف کانوں ہی تلک مت استفادہ کیجئے زندگی تبدیل کرنے کا ارادہ کیجئے کب تلک تاخیر آخر نفس کی اصلاح میں کب تلک تاخیر آخر نفس کی اصلاح میں اجتناب معصیت کا آج وعدہ کیجئے
کب تلک تاخیر How long are you going to delay the اصلاح Again, those three questions. Or two. That when are we going to make our Islam? Before death or after death? Which person's Islam will not be made after death? After death, everybody's Islam will be made. So the Islam has to be before death. Now when is that before death? Today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years later, 50 years later, when? Which person knows when he is going to die? And recently, if you have to look at most of the deaths, husband, wife, children, husband, wife, children. Of course, it's a shahadat for them. Some form of a shahadat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless them all with the highest stages of jannat. A friend of mine from Newcastle, he was with us in Umrah, and he was here for the last 3 or 4 nights of i'tikaf. Just about 10 or 12 hours prior to his passing away, he telephoned and he was insisting and he said, Maulana, I've heard that you are coming Northern Natal. You must spend some time with me and you must be my guest and you must stay with me and this time I'm not going to take no for an answer and all kinds of things. And insisted, take my telephone number too. And 10 or 12 hours later, in an accident, himself and his wife passed away. Became the guest of Allah Ta'ala. In one other town, husband, wife, 2 children passed away. In one town, the wife passed away. Then the next day or day or 2 days later, the husband passed away. And in most cases, neither is the husband getting the opportunity of going back home and sorting things out, nor is the wife getting the opportunity of going back home and sorting things out. Therefore, I'm repeating this everywhere. Recently, I was in Ziraz, Roshni, and some places on that side. There too I mentioned this. And I said that these are all lessons for us. That always we think that if something happens to me, my wife is still there to sort out everything. And the wife thinks that if something happens to me, my husband, he will clear the cupboards. So don't keep those skeletons in the cupboards. Don't let our zahir surat deceive us. And then commit sins in privacy and in secret. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what we do in secret and private and what we do in public. So those people who put TVs and movies in the cupboards and then they watch quietly and pretend that we don't have such kind of things in our lives. Or the people who've got those porn films or movies or filthy magazines in the cupboards or anything else which they will be ashamed if the public has to come to know. So then they must take lessons from all this amwat and from all these deaths which are taking place. And then if an earthquake comes, then we know it doesn't take away 1 or 2 husbands and wives. Thousands of them disappear from the surface of the earth. So we don't know when our death will come, where it will come. So those people who passed away in the accidents or they drowned in the ocean, they became shaheed, al-ghariq or shaheed. So that is a different story altogether. But lesson for us, that how long are we going to fool ourselves? We're not fooling anybody else, we're fooling ourselves. Because we think that nobody knows about it, but Allah Ta'ala knows about it. The cat, when it passes its stool, then it covers sand over it and keeps on covering and thinks that now nobody knows about it. But one rain comes, and finish. All the filth is exposed and the stench is such that it's unbearable. So like that we think we are covering all the time with sand. Allah Ta'ala must protect us that one storm and one rain must not wipe away and wash away that sand and our filth and stench gets exposed. What will we get? Lazzat-e arzi mili, izzat-e daimi gayi. That's what will happen. Allah Ta'ala must protect us. That little while of pleasure that we got in watching those things, that little while of pleasure that we got in reading those filthy magazines, that little while of pleasure that we got on those porn sites. But now when the person is exposed, then izzat-e daimi gayi. His respect is gone for all his life. Now who is going to enter those homes and those rooms? This is what I repeatedly say. Now that same father, that same mother, that same grandmother or uncle or auntie or niece or nephew or somebody from the family or sometimes strangers, now they will have to have access to that house. They are going to open the door and they are going to open the gate and they are going to open the cupboards and they are going to see everything that this person was watching and reading and seeing. So they leave lessons for us. So therefore he says that don't delay, that Islah will make some time in the future. And nafs tells the person that don't make tawbah now because you still got a long journey ahead. Sometimes the delay is because the nafs wants to enjoy the taste of sins throughout the journey. Like the person committed some sin, say on Johannesburg International Airport before departure. He cast some evil glances. So now what he must do, there is a Jamaat Khana there, or Musalla as they call it now. Go up there and make some istighfar, tawbah if there's time. And if not, then wherever you are, you don't have to go anywhere. In that same place, make istighfar and tawbah plentiful, so that where you committed one sin, at least now one neki is written there, so it wipes away that sin. But make plenty of istighfar and tawbah there. And make a firm niyat that I'm not going to commit this sin again. But what will happen is the shaitan will say, but still you have to go from here to London, then you're going to Paris, and from there you're going to Hong Kong. Now if you're going to make tawbah like this, then how are you going to get enjoyment all throughout the way? So now keep it, when you return, then must make tawbah one time. Allah. One time all the tawbah must make. And then the person doesn't know, he could be in Thailand at that time, or he could be in Indonesia at that time, or he could be in Sri Lanka at that time, and what could happen, he doesn't know. The waters of the ocean, what they can do. So make tawbah immediately, don't postpone, don't delay your Islah. Islah must be made now. There's no such thing as tomorrow. Again that incident of Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that the person planted the tree of thorns on the pavement as an example. By way of example, he gives the person planted a thorn tree. Now everybody telling him this thorn tree is injuring us, causing us harm. So remove it. He says tomorrow, until they reported it to the Durban municipality that this tree this person planted on the pavement is causing us harm and injury. And letters start appearing in the newspapers that the corporation is doing nothing about it. So immediately they sent him a warning that now he must cut that tree, he must remove it. So now the person goes. But many, many years passed and the tree grew big and the roots went deep into the ground. Now when he goes there and he wants to pull the tree out, he's gone so old that he can't pull the tree out. The tree is pulling him. Instead of him pulling the tree is now pulling him. It's gone so deep, the roots. It's an example. So the roots have gone deep into the ground and the tree has grown big. Now he can't remove it. He's gone old and feeble. What a beautiful example he gives. Sins, if we are going to allow the tree of sins to grow, then the root of the sins are going to go deep into the ground, deep into the heart. The enjoyment of the sins, it will become very, very difficult after that to give it up. Person is getting such enjoyment, he says, now how am I going to give it up? So the roots have gone deep into the ground and it has grown big. Now after that he hears some majlis, some waaz, some nasihat and some, he goes to some tabligh jamaat or some khanqah or somewhere, he hears something and now he wants to change. But what's going to happen now is that he's going to take a lot of effort. It's not going to be easy now to uproot the tree of sins. Therefore that person will go to the khanqah too, but he'll commit that sin in which he was indulging for some period of time before he gives it up. The sohbat of the buzrug or the sheikh after that may make him give it up, or that period of time that he spends in the jamaat or in some other good company. But it's not going to be like immediate. The person will go there with the intention of giving up that sin, but he'll look for some opportunity to get out of that khanqah for some time and go and take that drug, or go and have some dakhah, or go and indulge in some zina, or go and watch some haram, and then he'll come back again. So he'll do the same thing when he's in the jamaat also. For some period of time, his adultery won't stop, his fornication won't stop, his sins won't stop, because for years and years he has committed that sin. When we read sometime in the newspapers, or we listen that the person at the age of 80 and 70 and 60, the person has committed rape, or is committing adultery, or he was caught committing some kind of the harm or abuse, sexual abuse, then it shocks us that at that age. But what really happened is that that was the tree of sin which was planted ages ago, and it had grown up. He grew up with those sins. 60 years of his life went in that. 80 years of his life went in that. There are so many of them. All their life they've been committing adultery, fornication, or watching all the filth. So now that tree, the root has gone so deep that now when the person wants to give it up, he's already gone old. Now he will require a real bulldozer to take the thing out. It's not going to be easy. But when it is still young, the person just committed a sin, but he realizes that, no, I made a mistake. It's an accidental sin, which I keep on saying, an accident is an accident. If the person is going from here to the casino in South Coast, or is going from here to some disco or some theater or some movie, then right from here till there can't be accident. And especially if he's traveling from here to some other town and city for some sin, then there can't be an accident. The person doesn't go from here right up till there to make the accident. That is, you can see, deliberate, that the person is rebelling, he's not concerned. But accidental sin he committed, make plenty istighfar, tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. So don't delay, that's what he says, don't delay. He says, aaj hi wada kijiye, make a promise, make a pledge to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah, we pledge that we will stay away from all sins. That wada we must at least make it now. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that Musalman ye nahi kehta ke main guna chhod dunga. Ek Musalman kabhi ye nahi kehta ke main guna chhod dunga. I will inshaAllah give up sin. He doesn't say that. Muslim says, I gave it up now. Abhi chhod diya. After that accidentally he committed, he makes tawbah. But he doesn't say, I will inshaAllah sometime in the future give it up. And then again he's saying, inshaAllah means what? Allah Ta'ala is pleased for the time being with his sins. If Allah wills sometime in the future, then I will give it up. So doesn't Allah will that we give it up right now? Allah Ta'ala is willing that we must give it up right now. Shaitan wants us to delay it. So why listen to shaitan? Some of us want to please shaitan too, and we want to please Allah Ta'ala too. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. Hajj Kaaba bhi kiya, Ganga ka ashnam bhi. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. Do both things. So this is for our own islah, and it's for our own good. And we'll get sukoon after that. Wallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us sukoon in our hearts, which is missing today. It's a treasure, it's a lost treasure of the mu'min. It's a priceless treasure. You can't put a price tag on this treasure that Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart. When we stay away from sins, then only we get it. If we keep enjoying the sins and we want to get sukoon, both things will never come. It just can't happen that you have thorns in your feet and then we say we want some kind of tranquility in our life, peace. I want to enjoy my meal whilst all those thorns are inside my feet. Can anybody enjoy his meal? Even if there's just one thorn, the person will jump and dance. If he's got 100 thorns, what is he going to do? Whilst walking through the jungle, if he lost his shoes, and then he's walking and number of thorns have caused him injury and they have penetrated his feet. So then, can he enjoy his meal? Can he enjoy anything? He has to get it out. So we want to enjoy sins too, and we want to get Allah Ta'ala also in our lives, and sukoon and peace and tranquility. How can both things come? We will have to give up sins, then only we will get sukoon. Without that we can't get it. There is no other way. If there was some other way, I would have showed it to you. If there was some other way, why should we hide it from you? There is no other way. We all went through a life of school and sins and vices. Allah Ta'ala must make us maaf in the days of Jahiliyyah. But there was no happiness. It was restlessness. All the time it was restlessness. Sukoon doesn't come with sins. Sukoon only comes with ibadat, itaat, obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then again Allah Ta'ala, that is when the Ghafoorur Rahim comes in. The don't despair. You make the correct effort. After that you have a weakness, shortcoming, you're trying but you're falling. Gire, girkar uthe, utkar gire, girkar uthe, utkar dode. So that person who fell, got up, and then he ran, he hasn't lost also. As long as he got up finally and ran to his destination. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to reach that goal. The Quran Sharif recitation which took place, the completion of the Quran Sharif. What is the purpose of that? That now after that the person must understand what the Quran Sharif demands and then make amal on that. And when the person will make amal on the Quran Sharif, then all promises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come to pass. Amal on the Quran Sharif. Agar hum sab paabande shariat ho jaye, maze luta kare dunya hi mein jannat ke. If all of us become paabande of shariat, paabande of the Quran Sharif, then in this world we will enjoy the ni'mats of jannat. He says, main kehta nahi, khud Quran kehta hai ay musalmano. تم ہی ہو وارث دنیا کے تم ہی ہو وارث جنت کے Allah Ta'ala has made this dunya for you too and akhirat for you too. The ni'mats of this dunya, it's not that it's only made for the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala created the world, the universe. Now many a times we get mistaken that no, it's only for the kuffar, it's a jahannam for us, so therefore we can't make use of anything. Make use of everything according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. You are the warriors of both dunya and akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us that himmat, give us that courage, give us that strength of lions against our nafs. We have become the proverbial fox. We don't want to use that himmat that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That is why we can't seem to make any progress. So many places I go, the parents will tell me, Maulana, please tell my son he must read Quran Sharif. He completed Quran Sharif, he doesn't read. He's a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, but he's telling him please to read some Quran Sharif. Make tilawat. He reads in the month of Ramadan. Now was the Quran Sharif only meant for reading in the month of Ramadan? So how many huffaz of the Quran Sharif, unfortunately, they don't realize what kind of ni'mat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to them. What ni'mat it is. We just can't imagine Quran Sharif which came upon the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that nisbat that it has got with the heart of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. In who brought it? Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. And from whom? From Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala, Kalamullah. Azmat of the Quran Sharif must come into our hearts. There must be an enjoyment in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, learning of the Quran Sharif, imparting the knowledge of the Quran Sharif. The person must really feel the azmat of the Quran Sharif. When he picks up the Quran Sharif in his hand also, he must think that this is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not like how what we see in the Haram Sharif, many places they take the Quran Sharif and leave it on the shoes. And sometimes they leave it down. And I saw with my own eyes, many of you must have noticed it too. One student studying in one of the universities there, so he kept his Quran Sharif on the shoes. So the Shaykhul Hadith of Madrasa Saulatiyah, he asked him, he said that, he's telling, please pick it up, put it on the shelf there. This is Khilaf-e-Adab, against etiquette and azmat of the Quran Sharif. So he says, in which Hadith Sharif it's written? He wants to know which Hadith Sharif. It's written that you can't put shoe on the Quran Sharif. I mean, you can't put Quran Sharif on the shoes. So he too, mashallah, is well built, those who have seen him. And he's not scared of anyone too. So what he did, he took that shoes and put it on his head. So that student also now became very angry. So he said, show me some hadith that you can't put shoes on your head. So now you show me some hadith, Sharif, that you can't take a shoe and put on your head. That is khilaf-e-adab. than the Ashikan Jawan. So azmat of the Quran Sharif, it must come into our hearts. It is the palam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Imagine when it was coming on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his body used to become so weighty that if he was sitting on the camel used to sit down with the weight of the revelation of the Quran Sharif with the wahi. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had his head on somebody's lap, then it was as if the bones will crack. That Quran Sharif, it had to be revealed on the mountains, it would smash to smithereens. Now imagine it's coming into the heart of a person. What a kind of heart that must be into which the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is made mahfuz. Think a little bit, oh you huffaz of the Quran Sharif. That Allah Ta'ala chose your hearts for this great ni'mat, great bounty. On the day of Qiyamah will be questioned about every bounty. Every ni'mat the person will be questioned about. We were doing in the last majlis the same thing about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, where that some, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah alayhi salam said that it was a melon, but in some places they have said it was a cucumber. Now in our school days we used to say cucumber, but the other day somebody told me, no, Molna, it's cucumber. So I don't know what, so whatever the pronunciation. So he was the slave. So the master cut pieces and gave him first one slice. First you eat, because he loved him. So it was very bitter. So he ate one piece, two pieces. And after that, the master ate. When he ate, it was so bitter. He said, how did you ever eat this? So he said, that hand which fed me so much of sweet things, why should I say that it is bitter when it is coming from that same master's hand? Ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, unlimited ni'mats. So if we are going to be questioned of all the other ni'mats, within the Quran Sharif with that hafiz is not going to be questioned. That such a great ni'mat I gave to you, what did you do? How many huffaz have forgotten the Quran Sharif? Hazrat Dahaq Rahmatullah Alayhi says that whosoever has forgotten the Quran Sharif, it is because of some sins that he is committing. The effect of sins is that it makes you forget the Quran Sharif. But I mentioned the other day there in the room, with some huffaz were sitting, that we must not say that everybody who forgot the Quran Sharif is because of sins, that he was indulging in a lot of sins, that's why he forgot the Quran Sharif. Sometimes a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, due to a stroke, he can forget the Quran Sharif. Sometimes too due to sinusitis and some other sicknesses, the person can forget the Quran Sharif. So he must not become like that person who had that parrot. Now that parrot dropped the oil and some expensive itar, but it was a very talkative parrot which is to invite customers, attract customers to the business. So the owner beat it up and made it bald. So the parrot stopped talking now. Everyone comes into the shop, the parrot is not talking, not talking, not talking. Many days went by. Now this owner also got very frustrated and he regretted his anger, his decision that in the anger he beat it up and made it go bald. Just then, one bald-headed person walked in. So when the parrot looked at that bald-headed person, he said, oh, I see, you must have also dropped the oil and ether of your master. That's why he must have given you a good hiding on your head, and you lost all your hair and went bald. So that parrot made qiyas on that bald-headed person. So the parrot thought that everyone who's bald-headed must have got a good beating on the head. So we mustn't think that every hafiz that is his case, but generally that is the case. That the huffaz, when they indulge in sins, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away that Quran Sharif from their hearts. So we must not consider it to be an ordinary ni'mat. It's a great ni'mat. And ni'mats we will be questioned about. What is the ayat at the end of Surah Takasur? Summa latus'alunna yawma izin anin na'im. Qiyamah de Allah Ta'ala will question us. You'll have to give an account for the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion, he came out from the house and he went to the masjid. After a little while, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came out, he went to the masjid. Now we can see that in their lives when any difficulty came, any hardship came, any problem came, any taklif came, then first thing they went to the masjid, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala. Even if there was a little bit of strong breeze, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam straight away went to the masjid. The clouds on the sky, he goes away to the masjid, because azab over the people of the past came in different forms. Now these days if there's a storm and if the weather bureau has to say for the next 3 days it's going to be heavy rain, so then we say stock up with more video films because we'll have to stay indoors. That's our case. There they used to go to the masjid and cry before Allah Ta'ala, don't send azab. So he went to the masjid. After a little while, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, he went to the masjid. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what brought you here to the masjid this part of the time? Very hot day in the afternoon. So he said, hunger, terrible hunger. Imagine Hazrat Abu Bakr was so rich, but he sacrificed everything for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for his happiness. Those three things when they were discussing, then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, three things that are most pleasing to me of this world. One is that my daughter is in your marriage. My daughter Aisha is your wife. Gives me great pleasure. Wa infaqo mali alayk, and to spend my wealth on you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi gives me great pleasure. And an nazru ila wajhik, and my looking at your Mubarak face. How fortunate those people were, looking directly at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with love, with muhabbat. So he says, looking at your Mubarak face, these are the three things that give me great enjoyment of the things of this world. Nevertheless, so Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, imagine this became his condition after that, that he says, it is hunger that brought me here. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I swear in the name of that Rabb, in whose hands my life is, that exactly the same thing has brought me here. Not even a little while later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks into the masjid. He asked both of them, what has brought you all here? They say, hunger, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it's exactly the same thing has brought me here. Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, what test he went through? Allah Ta'ala could have sent dastarkhan of food from the heavens for him. So that is exactly what brought me here. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told two of them, come, let's go to the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam arrived at Madinah Sharif, it was a desire of every sahabi that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must come and reside in his home. Everyone. That was the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When some great wali of Allah or buzrug from our mashayikh, somebody comes down, and when everybody says Hazrat my house, that one says Hazrat my house, then people say they're worshipping the Hazrat. They are jahils. They don't know what is the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That it is because of that love that they love those Allah walas. But of course that person must also be of that caliber, not one of the bogus ones like us. One day one person told me, will not come to my house, so there will be barkat in my house. If you have to walk in my house, there will be a lot of barkat. I said, if only I had known there was so much barkat by my walking in your house, I would have walked at that place in my own house. I would have rather walked up and down my house. Aapko sari barkat kyun de do? Nevertheless, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also came. So that was the desire of every sahabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, my camel has been ordered by Allah Ta'ala. Wherever it will stop, that's where I will stay. It stopped at the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala. How fortunate you are. What an ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala he had, that the first 7-8 months Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lived in his home. Now look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is hungry, Hazrat Abu Bakr is hungry, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala is hungry. What does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Let us go to the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari. Showing that if there is such kind of love, then there is nothing wrong in that, where the person goes straight to that person's house and says, dish out something, I'm hungry. But the love must be of that nature. Ek to ye ki you haven't got that kind of taluk with that person and you take 50 murids and go to his house. Then you will wait, when does this Pir Sahab go from here? People these days just pitch up anyway, not worried about whether we have got dawat at that house or haven't got dawat. That person might have prepared for 10 people or 15 people or 20, and 100 people pitch up there. Then what happens? There'll be embarrassment, shame. Therefore I insist, those people who are coming with me anyway, you must make your own intizam, own arrangement. If that host invites you personally, then you must come. Otherwise it's only the one or two that will be with me, for whom I have got permission. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a sahabi invites him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I have invited, I have prepared something, come and have some meal. So he said, what about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? So he said, no, only you. Then he says, then I'm not coming to. Then again he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, please, dawat for you. He said, what about Aisha? He said, no, not for her. He said, well, then I'm not coming. Third time he said, yes. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, alright, I'm coming with her. Now we ask the question that why? Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew that Hazrat Aisha has also gone through days without food. The stove hasn't lit. She is also hungry. And that side, why was the sahabi saying only you? Because he only had a little, and he thought that now if he is also going to bring his wife and others might pitch up, then there will be nothing left for him. This is all teachings of Sharia, it's muhabbat. So now here you can see the muhabbat that he had for the Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, and that he told Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, let's go there. So they went there. So the wife was in the house and she asked, so he asked, where's Hazrat Abu Ayyub? He said, he's gone out. So when he said gone out, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't take the two companions and go away into a house and sit down with her there. If we had to go to some friend's house and ask where is my friend, he said, friend is gone out. So he said, what's the problem? You are here, let us come inside. So when the wife is alone in the house, you don't go and sit down there, even though it may be the friend, the wife of your best friend. In fact, that's the time you will move out faster from there. Because shaitan and nafs are with everybody and we know what is happening. Parda dari ka aaj ye natija nikla, jisko samjhe the beta wo bhatija nikla. Parda dari ka aaj ye natija nikla, jisko samjhe the beta wo bhatija nikla. Allah Ta'ala must protect us. The child that we thought was our child happened to be the brother's child. That is why parda is so important. And we make a joke of it. So nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was just returning and the boy Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala arrives. He got so excited and so happy. He went and he cut one whole branch of dates. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, why did you bring the whole branch? You should have just brought some fresh dates or something. He said, no, I wanted you to choose whichever one you like. Fresh, dry, ripe, full ripe, half ripe, whatever it was, I brought the whole thing now. You choose whichever you like, whatever you delight. That's again muhabbat. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever pleases you, you take from here and eat. So they ate. Immediately he slaughtered one small goat. And he had some roasted, or what we may term as braai, and brought some bread, and balance of the meat he had it cooked. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cuts a slice of that meat, or takes a slice of that meat, puts it on a piece of bread, and says, take this to my daughter Fatima. She too has spent many days without food. She too has gone hungry. So he sent some for her. Now here again the masla, that it is not permissible for a guest to take from the dastarkhan of the host and send it for his friend or for his family or anybody else. It's not permissible. If you are invited, then you must eat. But you got no right from there to go and distribute and start giving to other people. So much so that even if a beggar comes outside, you have got no right as a guest to take food from that table and go and give it to that beggar outside. Look at the teachings of Sharia. These are the things to be learned. These majalis are for Islah. From that person's dastarkhan, you can't send it. So then why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put it on the bread and send it for Hazrat Fatima? Again the same thing. That he knew that Hazrat Abu Ayyub will get very, very happy that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam considered that home to be his home and he took the food and he sent it for his daughter. It will give him happiness. So the taluk has to be like that first. Thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we will be questioned about these ni'mats on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. So Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after going through so much of hunger, when we are getting it in this state, still we will be questioned. He said, yes. He said, therefore, read Bismillah at the beginning, and read Alhamdulillah illazi huwa ashba'ana wa an'ama alayna wa afza. Read that. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make that as a compensation. What they went through, and look at the examples that they have left behind for us. I don't know how we went out to that incident. What were we discussing? Yes, the ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif. That if we are going to be questioned about the ni'mat of food, the ni'mat of drink, the ni'mat of water, that too after hunger has really made the person really desperate, and then he's getting some ni'mat to eat, and he'll still be questioned about that ni'mat, then the Qur'an Sharif, which is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, you think the hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif is not going to be questioned? That I chose your heart, I chose you of the millions to receive this great ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif in your heart. I could have given it to anybody else. What qadr you showed of it? What appreciation did you show of it? As a hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif, was it appropriate that you be seen in the company of the sinful ones, in rave clubs, in discos, in cinemas, or watch porn sites? Or be negligent with your salat, or be negligent in your other amal, was it appropriate? Will be questioned. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make tawbah now, not later. Yes, I think it was from that one line that Islaq kya hai? Islah ki niyat aaj kijiye. So we make that pledge to Allah Ta'ala. Ji sunaye mama.
Sirf kaano hi talak mat istifada kijiye. Zindagi tabdeel karne ka irada kijiye. Khaiye kam aap taqat ke liye kushte magar zehr se parhez ki koshish ziyada kijiye.
Suna dijiye aaj ke inshaallah fir waqt nahi.
Kar duniya mein to beshak rash ke sher nar hai aap, rahe haq mein khud ko kyun roobahe mada kijiye. Sirf kaanon hi talak mat istifada kijiye. Kar duniya mein to beshak rash ke sher nar hai aap.
Even the lions of the jungle become envious of you when they look at you in the activities of life, the worldly things. There you are a real lion. In fact, you excel the lions also in strength and himmat and courage. Then when it comes to staying away from sins, then why do you become a fox? And you can eat how much you want for your sake of your health. Take all the vitamins and eat the fish and meat and chicken and everything that all the pehlwans eat. But then stay away from poison also. You have to have more staying away from the poison if you want the effect of whatever you have eaten to show in you.
Manzile maqsood bhi mil jayegi lekin asar aap pehle raah chalne ka irada kijiye aap pehle raah chalne ka irada kijiye.
Say that, sir, you will get the destination, manzile maqsood, your destination, your objective that you have got, you will achieve it. But first, make the intention of walking that path. You don't want to walk that path and you want to reach that destination. How will you ever reach that destination? You want to go somewhere, then you must make use of the means that take you to that destination. You want to go to Cape Town, but now you are sitting in the plane that is going to Johannesburg. And from Johannesburg, you take the plane that's going to China. But you want to go to Cape Town. So how will you ever reach? Even though you read 150,000 times Yasin Sharif Khatam in that plane, that Ya Allah, I'm sitting in this plane that's going to China, but make me go to Cape Town. Some karamat of yours can take place, that due to bad weather, instead of China, they land in Cape Town. But generally, you land in China. So you have to take that same path also. Chalne ka irada kijiye. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us all from all the fitnas around us. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin, Ya Rahimal Masakin, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyu, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. Ya Allah, Qur'an Pak ki barkat se hum sab ke gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, the completion of the Qur'an Sharif, which took place, O my beloved Allah, accept the completion. Ya Allah, the Hafiz who has completed, give him the tawfiq to recite the Qur'an Sharif in abundance, to understand the Qur'an Sharif, to make amal on the teachings of the Qur'an Sharif, to propagate the Qur'an Sharif. Ya Allah, make him a sadqa jariya for his parents. Oh my beloved Allah, protect him from all the fitnas. Ya Allah, protect him from all the sins. Ya Allah, give him the tawfiq to make amal on the Qur'an Sharif, and to get your qurb and your marifat. And all the huffaz around the world, Ya Allah, you have chosen their hearts for the memorization of the Qur'an Sharif and for the protection of the Qur'an Sharif. Ya Allah, give all huffaz the tawfiq to recognize the greatness and the azmat of the Qur'an Sharif and to stay away from all those areas of sins which are not befitting one who is a hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. Ya Allah, those who were involved in the completion of the hifz, Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, his asatiza, his parents, family members, and whosoever assisted and helped, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us with the barakat and the blessings of the Quran Sharif. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, in spite of knowing what is happening around the world, especially the recent tidal waves in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, and the effects of which were even felt right on the coast of Africa. My beloved Allah, knowing the damage, the devastation, the destruction that has taken place. We are still so negligent, so indifferent, unconcerned. Our lifestyles are not changing. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. And those who lost their lives, those who were believers, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those whom they have left behind, bless them with Sabre Jameel, Ajre Azim. Ya Allah, restore for them once again a life of happiness, prosperity, and give them the tawfiq of making amal. Ya Allah, protect us also from all kinds of fitnas and disasters. Oh my beloved Allah, we are none the better. Ya Allah, they were much, much better than us. Oh my beloved Allah, our sins are such that if you have to order the earth to open up and swallow us, Ya Allah, we will be deserving of it. If you have to send gale force winds to destroy us, or tidal waves to destroy us, Ya Allah, we are deserving of that. But oh my Allah, what we know is that you don't love to punish. You don't love to punish, oh my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, something that is beloved to you is forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, the tears of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam which were shed for this ummah. Ya Allah, all the trials, the hardships, the tribulations, the torture and the suffering that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions went through so that the deen of yours may reach us. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. But oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, we are ashamed. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ay Allah, hamara banja, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us, O my beloved Allah, with obedience to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty of yours. Don't question us, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, the bounties which you are blessing us with, unlimited. Ey Allah, hum tujhe kya jawab denge? Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you if you have to forgive us. Let us enter into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah without any reckoning, my Allah. Without any reckoning, my Allah, in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing within hospitals, homes, or clinics, or wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments. Those who are amongst us also who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments. Spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, Ya Allah, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the parents. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, drugs, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, O Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. with As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips, let our soul come and sing towards you. Bless us with Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be a death in a state that you are pleased with us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he made for us, his entire life, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness, wives and children, brothers and sisters with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.